Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Breakfast with Books here on Conversations Live, where we bring you authors and their titles that are meant to not only inspire you, but also to educate you a little bit about themselves and their journey. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. First, I want to thank those joining us here on the radio affiliate at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. Today's guest is actually someone who I've interviewed before, but for a totally different reason. Chemistry is here. She's a recording artist as well as the author of the new book, Total Recall. She's here to talk to us not only about her journey in music and life, but what she hopes you take away from her story. Chemistry, welcome back to Conversations Live.
Hi, Cyrus.
Well, thank you for taking out the time, to start off the day with us here with our Breakfast with Books segment. We're going to get into Total Recall here in a moment and let our listeners know how they can actually get their copy on Amazon.com. But I want to talk about the decision to write this book because, as I said, I first was introduced to you through your music, and you were always very active in spreading messages through your music. Talk to us about when you made the decision to start writing this story.
It wasn't really planned. My older brother would encourage me to write a book because he had written a book, and I journaled a lot. But I had through my first event as a, I guess some people would say a promoter, but I didn't look at myself that way. But it was for artists, and it was called Hoodstock. This was January of last year, and just that experience and seeing all the artists coming together and the accomplishment that I was able to do with that I didn't think that I could do, I felt like at that point I had to step back from music and figure out what it was that I wanted to do next. And when I started writing the book Total Recall, it was really me journaling again, and it was for healing. It wasn't for me to put out for the world because I'm a very private person when it comes to my personal experiences. But the more that I wrote, I've tried to add like lessons with all the experiences that I went through, and it came out to be Total Recall. And I felt like if I put it out there, that's a way for me to release and close my past. The experiences that I had.
Yeah. So let's kind of go back, because you touched on something that I got from your music, and that is, of course, this was a personal thing for you initially. You mentioned, of course, journaling, something that all of us do, I believe, in some form or another. When you were beginning as an artist and sharing parts of yourself, even through through music or even, you know, things that reflected who you are as a person, did you always know chemistry that you would be able to use your own experiences and share them in a way where people would be able to get a lesson, like in your music and now in the book? Is that something you've always seen yourself or seen the responsibility for yourself in doing?
To be honest, no, I didn't really know that off top. Initially, when I got into music and started rapping, I was just like what a lot of artists do. I was just trying to be clever with words, and you know, I had more lyrical content. I didn't really have real storylines behind it. So I know that I reached a lot of people, but I didn't reach people like in their heart and in their spirit the way that I felt like I needed to. And I didn't want to get too personal, you know, and it was just recently that I realized that people are going through stuff. This world is full of people with ups and downs, and people going through depression, and people having triumphs and failures and different things. And so I needed to share who I really was and show people that my spirit hasn't died, but I've been through a lot. People didn't really know what I've been through to appreciate the things that I was putting out music-wise, because I didn't give them a chance to know me. So this was a little bit more personal.
Yeah, yeah. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. This is our Breakfast with Books segment. We're speaking to Chemistry. We got to know her here on the program as a recording artist. She was on talking about in the past about her music. Today she's talking about the lessons and her message in her book, Total Recall, giving us not only a glimpse into her own personal life, but also the life lessons that she has taken away from them. So let's talk about those lessons, Chemistry, because I think when I was reading the book, and again, we're going to tell our listeners how they can also get their copy, but when I was reading the book, I thought to myself that you have gone through an evolution, something that so many of us go through, where we go through experiences, we wonder, why do these things happen? We wonder, you know, are we good enough? We wonder, are we worthy of love? But I'm curious about the discovery of loving yourself, because that sometimes is the hardest thing for us. When did you begin to love Chemistry for Chemistry?
Oh, boy. All of this is still, I'm still learning that, you know. But I've come a long way to that, where I grew into love myself. It took me being disappointed so much with other people and me giving so much of myself to everyone else, and just knowing, not understanding that when you do that, it's not their fault that they take your love or receive your love. It's just that you're shorting yourself. You know,
yeah.
It's not nobody else's fault, and it's not necessarily your fault, but you have to learn how to step back and decide, is this making you happy? And I wasn't happy, and I had to take a step back from all of my relationships and kind of isolate myself from everybody to get to know who I was as a woman, because I didn't have that. When I became a woman, I wasn't actually a woman. I don't really feel like I was a woman until maybe the past 2 years, because I got to know who Kim was. So it was a process, and it still is. But, you know, I do love myself a lot more now, so that's why I'm able to share what I've been through, and I'm not embarrassed or ashamed. You know, I'm actually proud of the things that I just taking a look at after I wrote the book, just looking at my lifeline, it made me really love myself more and appreciate myself, because I didn't realize all the trauma that I did go through. Some of it I self-inflicted, but a lot I was innocent in. But it just helped me love myself more. And like I said, it's just been a big healing process for me, right?
Mm-hmm. So I think that goes back to, in Chemistry, to the life lessons that you were talking about that you wanted to share in the book. For young women and even, I think, guys too, who will pick up Total Recall and take this journey into who Kim is, what do you want them to know and appreciate about themselves?
Oh, that everyone is unique, that each individual is uniquely designed for a purpose, and they have a beauty within them when they're born. And we have to find that beauty and nurture that beauty and appreciate it. And it could be anything. You could be good with your hands. You could be good with your mind. Whatever it is that you were given, everybody's given some type of gift when we're born. And if men, women, and everybody, we just have to nurture that and appreciate that and know that there is no other person like yourself. Your journey is your journey alone, and it's a beautiful thing. It's not negative. If we're here on this earth, we have something to do.
Right.
And it doesn't have to always be a painful experience. We just have to understand that we have to learn and go through certain things to get to where we need, what we truly want to be. And it's a beautiful thing. The journey is a good thing. And that's what I got back from the book, that even through all the painful experiences, some of them were funny, everything wasn't painful, but it took me somewhere. it led me to be who I am today, and it makes me so much stronger, you know.
I think that goes back to something we talk about on this show a lot, chemistry, and even we try to share it in other ways, and that is the importance of realizing our purpose and to know that, that every living thing has a purpose. It's really up to us to figure out what that purpose is, what our purpose is, and how we can best contribute to the larger flow, I think, of things. Again, we're speaking to Chemistry. She's a recording artist and the author of her new memoir, Total Recall, that's now available. It's available on Amazon.com. We're also going to tell you how you can stay in contact with Chemistry and all the great things that she has going on. I want to talk about something you just said, Chemistry, and that is the experiences we have, that our journey is ours alone. I think the thing that unites us, though, is that all of us are going through something. Maybe we can't relate to everything that you're going through or that I may be going through or someone else, but all of us are going through something. Do you believe that if there had been something that had changed, that you would be as strong as you are today if you had not had those experiences to learn from and to guide you?
No, I don't. And it was something I was writing just a few nights ago as well. I've had so many opportunities to get into the mainstream music industry. You know, I've met so many people. I've auditioned and showcased and loved my music. I've had contracts put in front of me. And something always happened where it just never totally worked. And I believe that if I had if I had took any of those opportunities early on, I would have probably been a total wreck dealing with the industry and how cutthroat the industry can be. And I wasn't ready for that. And I thank God that I wasn't given that opportunity at that time, because I didn't, like I said, I wasn't really personal. You know, I was a little bit detached. I wouldn't have really knew how to deal with the pressure and how to deal with myself and find my own place, you know. So if I had not have went through all of the things that I went through, and only half, not even half of them were written in the book, I went through even more than that. But if I had not have went through that, I would not be stronger sharp and clear. And, you know, I wouldn't be that person today. And if I hadn't had that near-death experience, I definitely wouldn't appreciate a lot of things that I do today. And I'm just being honest about that.
Yeah.
You know, because I was a little bitter for a while, you know.
One of the excerpts that you shared online through Facebook, and Total Recall actually has a Facebook fan page, Total Recall, A True Story by a Chemistry Legend. One of the excerpts shared from the book was, I think, really powerful in that it kind of laid out for us a little bit about your evolution and what you've had to do. You wrote this on February the 18th. I grew up around snakes, gorillas, wolves, and bulls, so I keep my grass cut low. I don't fall for no monkey business. I can walk and communicate clearly with the beast, and I know BS when I smell it. And then you go on to say that your book, Total Recall, is filled with darkness, but guaranteed to cause you to see the light. Now that you've shared this journey, Chemistry, does your future look brighter to you now because you've seen what you've already gone through and you know now how to handle what may be put in front of you?
Yes, I see my future so bright. I see it limitless. I don't believe that there's nothing that I can't accomplish if I put my mind to it. And the things that I want to accomplish are more fulfilling than they were before. It's more on trying to help somebody or share, you know, give. Those are the type of things that inspire me, that stimulate me. Those things, that's what I'm motivated by, not about gain for myself, gain for everyone around me. Everybody that's connected to me, I want all of us to prosper with whatever direction I go. So, yeah. Yeah, I definitely see the future clear and bright, and I'm very, very happy and excited about my life today.
Chemistry, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about the spotlight. A lot of people look for that. They want it. I want to talk about what you've learned about the ups and downs of being in the public, what you want people, again, to take away from your story. We're going to tell them again how to get their copy, okay?
Okay.
You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right back in 90 seconds.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Character building counts. Have you weaved a character building message such as goodness, honesty, leadership, empathy, or responsibility into your book of any genre? Most likely you have. Character Building Counts Book Awards can help you market your book through our unique book award program. We honor children's, young adult, fiction, and nonfiction books, from romance and paranormal to business and memoir, that deliver a character building message. Get the attention and acclaim your work deserves by winning radio time, seals for your book cover, press releases, web presence, and more. Character Building Counts at CBC Awards. Sign up now at www.cbcawards.com. CBC, where character building counts.
And we're back with Conversations Live and our conversation with chemistry legend. She's the author of the book, Total Recall. Again, the book's available on Amazon.com and at BrotherRock.com as well. Chemistry, the spotlight is something that you're no stranger to. Again, as I had mentioned earlier, I first met you when you were on the show talking about your love of music and sharing your music. What have you learned since you have been a person who's now in the public and had to deal with that spotlight? What have you learned that you now share with other people?
The good thing that I've learned about it is it really... For me, it's like an adrenaline rush for me to be on stage, and whether I'm speaking or rapping or whatever, is such a fulfilling experience for me. And, you know, it's like something you transform when you're on stage. It's something I can't really explain. You just have to go through it, but it's such a good feeling for me. I always look forward to doing that, but the negative part about it is that you are constantly judged and you're constantly under scrutiny. And sometimes it doesn't matter what you do, you're never good enough. And sometimes people don't appreciate the work that you put in to doing that. It's not an easy thing to do sometimes when you're trying to perfect it. But all in all, being an artist and being able to express yourself in any kind of way is a fulfilling, because it goes all the way down to your spirit. If you're a true artist, it's something that illuminates from deep within, so it fulfills you. So I encourage anyone that if they are an artist, whether they're a musician or a painter or a dancer or whatever, to follow that, because it fills you up. Whenever I stop doing music or I stop creating, it's like I get depressed. I get depressed because I'm not fulfilling myself. Anytime that I pick up a pen and write or listen to music and get inspired to write something to that or perform, it helps me grow, and it helps me really become myself in the world, being an artist and being on stage. So it does have a negative and positive side. You definitely have to be strong, and you have to be confident and know who you are if you're going to pursue that journey. To be in the spotlight, you have to be completely aware of who you are, because if you're not, then you see, you know, what happens to stars whenever they lose their confidence. They start being attacked more in the tabloids, and everything. So you have to always be at peace with yourself and confident within who you are and hold your head up high genuinely.
And would you also agree, chemistry, and I'm glad you said that, wouldn't you also agree that you can't allow success to define you as well?
Oh, no. No, you have to be happy with yourself regardless if you become the next Lil Wayne or the next Aretha Franklin or the next Leonardo da Vinci. You have to be okay with who you are on a basis. Regardless,
right,
on success or on, because it's not, it has no substance. And if you do that, you'll never be happy.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
It's always something that comes with success. It's never always success is not safe with you.
Again, we've been speaking to Chemistry, the author of the book Total Recall. As I mentioned, the book is available now on Amazon.com. You can look it up under Total Recall, under Books, A Chemistry Legend, or you can also find it at BrotherRock.com as well to be able to purchase your copy of it. Chemistry is also very active on Facebook. You can find her on Facebook. There's also, as I mentioned earlier, a Facebook fan page for Total Recall. You can find it there on Facebook as well. I want to say for all of our listeners that one of the great things about people like Chemistry is that she's able to share with us not only an inspiring story, but help us to see exactly how we can be not only more fulfilled in our own lives and be able to learn lessons from ourselves as well. Chemistry, is there another website that you'd like to give out for our listeners to be able to find you as well?
BrotherRock.com and Amazon.com. You can find Total Recall. If you want to follow me on any other things that I have going on, you can just go to Facebook.com/chemistry777 and you'll get all the updates. I hold a lot of my posts public, so whether you're a friend or not, you'll see what's going on with me.
Okay. All right. Well, Chemistry, congratulations again on the book Total Recall. Again, is the title. And we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem. We want to thank all of you for joining us today. Our song of the day is actually in recognition of this past week was National Eating Disorder Awareness Week, something I had never heard of before, to be honest with you, until I was contacted by an artist out of New York named Marla Mays. Marla has a daughter who has dealt with eating disorders for several years, as well as cutting, after her daughter went in rehab for the last time and now is getting well and being healthy and happy. She wrote this song called Anorexia. Here's our song of the week, Anorexia by Marla Mays.
It's murder.
I give them such a terrible delusional dream. Yo!